This is Ted Kennedy. The Iran-Contra scandal is back. With bad news for the White House. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, an unanticipated consequence of the Oliver North trial is the disclosure of new information about President Bush and the Iran-Contra scandal. The president has always said he wasn't involved in the scandal. He made it to the White House partly because there was no evidence he was. But new documents reveal he went to Honduras at a critical time, when Congress was cutting aid to the Contras, and other countries were being secretly and illegally urged to pitch in. The White House says that when the president went to Honduras, he talked only about U.S. aid to that country without linking it to aid to the Contras. So far, it's a small cloud on the horizon. But it's strange that those documents were never seen by the Congressional Committee looking into the scandal. The investigation's open again, Al. Are you willing to let the chips fall where they may?
Buffalo chips for you, Ted. The chips have fallen, and it just chaps you that they didn't fall your way. The only scandal here exists in your fertile mind. The Tower Commission did its exhaustive work. The Joint Congressional Committees followed up with hundreds of hours of receiving testimony and reviewing documents. Now the judicial system is doing its work. There is absolutely nothing sinister or dramatic about a vice president visiting a foreign country or discussing foreign aid there or anywhere. Even if that visit takes place when other vital issues of U.S. foreign policy are getting attention both at home and abroad. The president has now spoken on Honduras. No quid pro quo. I believe him. You don't. You want him out? These are dried old bones, Ted. Now you're trying to exhume them and bury the president, dragging him through the mud. For what purpose? You're grasping at straws, my friend. It's unbecoming conduct. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on George Bush's first 100 days in office. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.